You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, your host, and we are coming to you live from LA Talk Radio Station, located in Studio City, California. We're on every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course. And if you haven't listened to us before, our show is about informative entertainment. And what that means is that it's our goal to provide you with resource information, tricks of the trade, everything that you'll need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. This is really good for people who've just moved out here and kind of want to know what's going on, want to hear from experts and top industry professionals, and just people who can give them the advice and information that they need to get on the right track instead of being led astray and end up on Santa Monica Boulevard doing God knows what. And we interview people again, people who are making it happen, making their dream a reality in show business, and that's what this show is all about, giving you, the audience, all the tips that you need. Now, we encourage you to call in and ask questions of our guests between 5:15 and 5:30. It's a perfect time to call in. And we have a number. Let's see. It's 323-203-0815. And when you call in, you'll talk to us directly. You won't have to go through a receptionist or anyone. You talk directly to us. No screening process, which is fantastic. That's the advantage of internet radio versus network radio. And if you like the show and you found that it helped you in some way, we would love, 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 love to hear about it on the forum. The forum is the link located, if you're listening right now via internet radio, which you should be, or God knows we have a very psychic connection, you're hearing me from somewhere at the gym. But if you you'll see the little link up at the top called forum. You click on that, and that's how you register. All you need is an email address. It takes about 1 minute, and you will be able to say, oh my God, I loved Kelly Foster as the co-host.
Thank you.
which she is today. And oh my God, I loved Kay Wilder, woo-hoo! Who is the guest today.
Hello, everybody.
And so we want to hear what you thought about them. We want to hear all the good comments. We're into the positive. You can only say negative things about me, but not the guests. And that's it. So when you're done, when posting it, I collect those, and it really, really helps me because it makes other people realize what a positive influence this show is. So today, we're going to just briefly tell who our guest is, and then I want to talk a little bit about our vacations. But we have a country music artist today, my very first country music artist. She's a singer-songwriter, Kay Wilder.
Yay!
Yay, Kay!
Kay Wilder!
Hello,
woo!
Everybody.
And let's go to her. I'm going to give you a chance to peruse her website while we talk about Thanksgiving things, but her website is wildercountry.com. That's WILDERCOUNTRY. And I'm sure you can pull up another browser or another tab and pull her up and kind of read a little bit about her. But before we go into that, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Gobble, gobble.
That's what I did. I gobble, gobbled.
Gobble, gobble. Yeah.
Never thought about that, but
that is Kelly gobbling way over there. She was gobbling. And how was your vacation, Kay?
It was terrific. No cooking this time.
Woo.
We went to the beach house out at Oceanside and just sat by the water and let everyone serve me and serve us. And no dishes. And it was a wonderful Thanksgiving day.
Wow.
And how about you,
oh my
Priscilla
God, well,
and Albert?
I'm so glad you asked. Albert and I were in San Francisco for the week, and we did, you know, I always try to do fun things, things that are unique, things that are kind of odd, because, you know, I don't like doing standard stuff. So I came up with a mystery tour for Albert.
Ooh.
And I kept saying it was a mystery tour. It was actually a fire engine tour.
Oh my
goodness.
But I
didn't tell him. He didn't know where he was going until he got there. And it's really cool in San Francisco. It's fire engine tour where it's a 1955 fire engine, and they take you on it, and you go all around San Francisco, and you sing songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And you get to wear a fire engine jacket and a fire engine hat, and they pull the fire engine thing, and everybody in the cars, you're going through, you know, the marina and Sausalito and over the Golden Gate Bridge, and they give you little hats to put on, and people are just beeping the horn, and everybody loves
what kind
to
of
see
songs
the fire
are you
engine.
Singing?
Well, the woman makes them up herself. Yes, there's
she's a songwriter,
songs.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she makes them up on the spot. I thought when reading the website it would be more like I Left My Heart in San Francisco or something fun. No, she makes them up and rhymes on the spot because she used to be a chorus girl. She was one of the Rockettes.
Neat.
Yeah, so they bought this business with a house attached, and she was in all the Broadway musicals with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. So she's able to make up those songs right on the spot, and she's fantastic. Her name's Marilyn. Marilyn and Captain Robert. And I think it's fireenginetours.com if you want to check that out. But it was fantastic.
Good.
And then we saw a friend of ours who owns a restaurant in San Francisco called A Taste of the Himalayas. So we had Nepalese food. Then we went to Pier 39 and we went to the Bay of the Aquarium, and it said that it had one of those escalators that you go through and you see all the fish. Of course, on the day I go, it's not working. So we're going through, and there were sharks and eels, and I got Albert to touch a stingray, which we really didn't want to do because we now hate stingrays since they killed Steve Irwin, our favorite person. But they're icky and slimy, and I don't really see the need, and I broke out with a little rash after I touched it. But other than that, it was fun.
Fantastic.
We had an expensive steak, like $60, but it was good. It was worth it.
It
was worth it. I mean, it was. What else did we do? We did so many things. Oh my God, the nude beach, Baker Beach. Nobody on there. Ocean Beach. We went to see Camera Obscura. We went. Oh my God, we went. What else did we do?
We used our new Garmin tool.
Oh, my God. Talk about that damn GPS device. He is insane with that GPS device.
I've seen it.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, we went and got a Bluetooth device. So now he calls me 20, 25 times a day, hits the button so he can talk to me on his Bluetooth GPS device.
That's true love.
It is unnatural. The love he has for... You did not carry it in here with you, did he carried the GPS with him. This is not right. I need to get him a support group.
We need a counselor. A counselor, right away.
We need a support group. Oh, my. But you know, it was very helpful because what that thing did as we were driving around San Francisco, oh, my God, we got a flat. I went into full panic attack. Albert whipped out a pump and plugged it in and pumped the tire right up. And I was like, but the GPS, as we were driving around the city, it pulled points of interest for us.
Okay.
And it just started telling all these
planned
great
your
things.
Whole trip for
and
you.
Planned the whole trip. So it was really great. But overall,
good.
We had a fantastic
welcome
time.
Home. Welcome
Thank
home.
Thank you so much. What'd you do?
We missed you.
What'd you
I
do?
Just ate with the family.
Oh, I could have sworn you were in Texas, but I think you're going,
next month,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good old Texas.
Did you say you ate the family?
No, she ate with the family. Oh, my God.
I'm going to jail tomorrow,
I am so glad everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I want to do a couple little acknowledgments. You know, I get so many emails, Kelly, from people who love this show.
Of course.
I am all over myself about
this.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I cannot believe it. Internet radio is huge now. And it's even getting bigger. As a matter of fact, I was just looking in. I'm going to send Sam this, Sam Hassan, who owns the station. But I'm going to send him this clipping that was in, what is that store we really like? Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
There's an item in there that is called Musée or something. I can't remember. But it gets over 1,500 internet radio stations. It's dedicated nothing to but to internet radio, and it's huge. Advertisers are jumping on internet radio like there's no tomorrow.
I bet Kay Wilder's
music
been on all those stations.
Yeah,
too.
I bet
that's
so.
One, yeah, she's on a
absolutely.
Lot of internet radio.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's really. So I got some emails from a lot of people. So I want to do some little acknowledgments that thank you so much for listening. One, your friend Karen Berger is a dedicated listener.
Yes.
We love Karen Berger.
Love Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hey,
I'm sure
Karen.
She's listening right now.
She is. She's wonderful. We actually went over her house to fix her computer.
Aww.
And she just, we put LA Talk Radio as an icon
on her desktop. Of course. Take care
and
of business.
So thank you, Karen. We really appreciate it. And thank you again. And for listening every week. We love you. And then two, Patsy Black Parker from Reisterstown, Maryland, is a dedicated listener.
Right.
Loves you.
Oh,
loves
my
you.
God. I love you back.
When is Kelly coming on?
Kelly's
a great co-host.
Oh.
Kelly needs to have a show of her own.
Well, I couldn't do it without you, Priscilla.
We are peas in the
pot. We're good. We're together.
So thank you so much, Patsy Black Parker. We really appreciate all the emails and the lovely, lovely advice. And listen, if you... if I didn't mention your name and you haven't heard your name and you listen to the show every week and you really love it, send me an email and I would love to acknowledge you, and Kelly will do a little shout out to you. Yes, and you might get a little mini song out of Kelly Foster. You never know. So again, thank you guys for listening. Now, advertisers, we have to get our advertisers in, don't we, Kelly?
We got to pay the bills,
people. We got to pay the bills. And who's paying this week? Let's see. We have Carrie Cavalier from Cavalier Photography.
Oh, yeah.
She's fantastic.
Great.
Do you know, I just got a call from Jonathan Carter Shaw, who said that since she did his head, he's had like 10 photographers do his headshots. Since she's done his headshots, he's been booking 3 to 4 auditions a week.
Wow.
I said, well, you know, you got to send her an email and write a letter because she'd really appreciate it. He's getting, he booked 4 films off of these headshots.
I hope he looked as good when he showed up as he did in the photos.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
apparently he did.
Yeah, because she shoots in natural light, too.
She
which
brings
is
out your best.
Yeah. So she's fantastic. She's running a special right now. It's called a Question Reality Special.
Mm.
If you call her and tell her.
Right.
You don't look too good. That's questioning the reality. I get it.
Yeah. She's running a special right now. If you call her and say, oh, I heard about you from Question Reality, you can get your headshots done for $150.
Wow.
That is an incredible price because she normally charges a lot more, but that is the Question Reality price. So, Carrie Cavalier, it's cavalierphotography.com. Cavalierphotography.com. That's CAVALIER photography.com. So, there you go. And hey, who doesn't love to be an extra?
I love being an extra. Where are we going with this?
And an extra what?
Yeah.
What? Well, when you're in Hollywood and you say extra, it automatically everybody refers and knows that it is an extra in a movie. You know, an extra in entertainment. You are in the film, television, or you're an extra. We like to call them background performers.
That's right.
That is the
much
new
more,
world.
You know. Chic.
That is well, HollywoodOS.com is the place that you want to go for that because they book background people. They book principals too, but their main focus when they started was background people, and they book for commercials and television and film and internet special, you name it, webisodes, mobisodes, you name it, they are booking for it. So go to their website and check them out, HollywoodOS.com. Who else got some money for me? Ooh! No, actually, your friend Nick from Horror Channel.
Really?
HorrorChannel.com.
Ooh,
if you
Nick.
Are a horror fan, you love horror movies, you want to know where the horror festivals are, you want to know where your horror fans are locally in your town because they do events all the time, go to horrorchannel.com and you will find out where they are. And that's it. Oh, one more thing. Now, Kelly, you have the svelte body, and Kay has the svelte body.
Is a dynamo,
everybody
man.
In here, people, is thin and in shape,
Ooh.
And I am ruining their image right now. I'm lowering the curve, but there is a way that we are all going to get on board. I'm going to have a guest. He's an author of a book a really hot book that's just come out. It's called Before, During, and After by Blake Sylvia. And I'm going to have him as a guest. He's booked for tours until next year. I can't get him until next year. But he is going to be coming on telling you how in 3 steps you can lose at least 70 pounds. Whoa. And he sent me his book with the pictures and all the reviews. And oh my God, he just dropped this and it's 3 easy steps. And I thought, oh my God, I could do that. I could do that. Because the steps are so, so easy. So you might want to check his book out, Before, During, and After, again by Blake Sylvia. I do not know what the website is. I completely forgot to bring it.
I guess Google
but
it.
But if you Google it, you know, I think it's beforedoringandafter.com, common sense, but you never know. But he's coming on and he will be giving the secret. So if you can't afford the book, listen to the show. And you can look on the website, questionreality.us, and it will tell you when he's going to be on. Okay, so without further ado, who wants to hear about a country music singer?
We do!
Woo! Everybody, I need more energy in that
because
it sounds like people are not...
We want to hear it, people.
Do we want to hear about a country music star? Oh my God, he's fantastic.
Not just any country music
star. Not just any country music star. Now let me tell you a little bit, and if I get it wrong, Kay, you can hit me because you're very close. Now, if you like country music, now come on. Now, I actually just started getting into country music.
Really?
I admit I was not a country music fan. I heard some songs that I like, but mm-hmm. I wasn't like crazy about mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. until a show came on, Nashville Star. Mm-hmm. But the reason country music started to interest me is because I was irritated at the fact that I can usually tell with other singers when they sing flat or sharp or anything that's wrong, I usually can mm-hmm. pick up on it. But I was watching American Idol, and Simon Cowell said, I can't tell if you're singing country music, because they had country music category mm-hmm, one time. Mm-hmm. He said, what do you want me to say? I can't tell if they're singing flat or sharp. I can't hear anything. And I thought, oh my God, neither can I. I can't tell when I listen to country music singer who's a good country music singer and who's not.
Huh.
And it really bothered me. And I thought, I am going to master that. I am going to start listening to country music uh-huh. and see if I can become self-taught uh-huh. and I can actually hear who I like and who I didn't, because before they all sounded alike to me.
Okay.
Exactly like Simon Cowell. Really, really. And I didn't understand why. So I started watching Nashville Star, and sure enough, after watching it a couple seasons, I started to be able to hear who I liked and who mm-hmm. I didn't. Whereas mm-hmm. before, they all sounded like I didn't have any preference.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, now I'm starting to be able to understand. So now I'm into country music a little bit. Yeah, I'm just dipping my toe, but I do like some of the classics.
Yeah.
The modern ones, I don't know. I like some of the classics, though. So if you are really a country music listener, then you must have heard of our guest today. Again, Kay Wilder.
If not, you need to hear her.
That's right.
For sure.
And for those who have heard of her, who haven't heard of her, Kay Wilder is a country music artist, and she's best known for her albums, again, if I'm wrong, Blue Ridge Dream and the recently released Caffeine and Country Music. Now, that just seems to go, doesn't it?
It's a great
title.
That
is a perfect title. I mean, you can't do cigarettes in country music, but caffeine is perfect, right? And, some of the songs like Dimebox TX and Come Out and Dance from each of these albums have reached the top 5 on the U.S. country music charts. Now, that surpasses artists like Toby Keith, Brooks and Dunn, and Reba McEntire. And I actually know who they are. I never used to know who they are, but now I know because uh-huh. of Nashville Star.
Right.
I always knew who Reba McEntire was because, I heard that song she did a long time ago. I don't know the name of it, but it was the one where she sewed the coat.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but
yeah, I know
tears
yeah.
were flowing out
right,
of it.
Right.
So I did know who she was. Now, each of Kay Wilder's albums display the words. Now, wait till you hear this. Warning, this CD contains real country music. That's odd, right? We're going to find out why she puts this on the CD. It's cute. It's catchy. We love it. And now Wilder's albums, I guess if you want to know what they're like before we listen to something, they... they have more of a rustic and traditional sound, and I guess that hasn't been heard in years. I personally wouldn't be able to tell, maybe Kay can explain that to us later. And she says her inspiration stemmed from the early music of Willie Nelson, Jimmy Buffett, and Dwight Yoakam. And I know who they are, too! I'm so excited! So proud of myself. Now, while everybody has their own music preferences, anybody can appreciate the initiative that she clearly possesses. And she has great reviews on her website. If you go to, again, wildercountry.com, she had excellent reviews. You can read it. There's tons of them. And she's been interviewed with, from, I guess, just about everybody. So not only does she do her own storytelling, which, God, we love the country music for the storytelling. Even when I didn't like country music, I like the whole idea of the storytelling.
The crafting, right?
Yeah, they actually have stories. I love it. You know, the dog, and there's a postman, and there's, you know, lots of things, and there's, they tell stories, and I love that. And she also is, you know, we don't want to focus too much on her other career, but she is a graphic designer of some sort, and she designs her own graphic designs for the CD. So she saves herself a ton of money as a musical artist, which you might want to take up some art classes if you're a musician and do that as well. And she produces the music from her company, and I believe that's called She Cooks 2 Records. So, my God, this woman is incredible. Now, what I found fascinating when I was reading her bio was this little tiny bit of information that she won her first, when she won her first art contest when she was 3 years old, and the newspaper published her name and sent her a crisp new $1 bill.
That's cute.
That is adorable. That is, I mean, who, at 3 years old, you would think, I bet you she still has that same dollar bill. No, she didn't. She was in a country music bar one night and she needed a pack of cigarettes, so she had to spend the bill. Oh, my God. So, Kay, she had to spend that dollar for a pack of cigarettes. I know it. My God. Welcome, Kay Wilder.
Kay Wilder.
Did we get all of that information correct about you?
Oh, I think you did. Maybe more.
At three. What was that you drew, by the way? That you won the contest.
Well, they provided you. It was a, I think it was a Santa Claus, and they just said, color it. And I colored everything. That's all I did was color all day long. But I knew how to color within the lines.
Oh.
And so the article said, this is the first child that has ever colored within the lines.
Wow.
And the youngest child that had ever done that. So I was born an artist and born to sing and born to write music. And it was apparent very early.
Wow. Well, yeah, I think out of all of us, you're the only one that got paid at three for your work. I wasn't pulling in a paycheck at three. My mother would have loved that. Hey, contribute. Oh, let's see that dollar. Okay, we'll save that for
you.
Mother, and I never
and
see
my,
it again.
My mother did. It was immediate.
She took the dollar.
Immediate. You have to open a bank.
Yeah.
She took her 20%.
Right.
Too,
she did.
That's a fantastic story. So you have, I think I probably want to start with a song. What song do you want to do first? We want them to hear you, and then we want to talk about how you got to
that. My new CD is Caffeine and Country Music, and the warning on that says this CD may cause addiction to lap steel, dobro, mandolin, and fiddle. And that's what makes me just a little bit different, is because I do use traditional instruments along with, of course, electric instruments, just like Dwight Yoakam. So this CD, the title song, I have not released it yet, but I'm debuting it on your show. And it's not going to release really until next year, but it is certainly a California song, and it is redolent of the father of country music's music, which is Jimmy Rogers, and then that would be 1923, and then also Jerry Lee Lewis. And so I refer to both of those artists, and if you are a musician, if you are into country music, you'll recognize the music that I also use within the context of my song. You'll recognize the guitar
some of the sections, riffs.
That, the riffs that are there. So it's a very unique song. It's very contemporary. It's very hip. And they say that my music is different because it's theater-esque. And with this song, you will see that.
I've never heard of country music that's theater-esque. Well, that's interesting. I like that.
No, and it is theater-esque. I play parts within the context of the songs, or there are other people. And this song is different in that it's playful. And a lot of my music is very playful. It's tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear this country music that's theater-esque. And what's the title again?
Oh, well, it's Caffeine and Country
Music. Caffeine and Country Music from the album.
Caffeine and Country Music.
Wow. Let's hear it, Albert.
I was having coffee one day, I heard the man next to me say, I can't yodel a lick. I wouldn't know a cow from a stick, but I do know I love my cappuccino and country music. I drive 10 miles for a Starbucks, 10,000 more for George Strait. And when I order a double, I say, give me that caffeine straight. There's only two things that make any sense in this world, caffeine and country music. They said if Jimmy Rogers were alive today, he'd be picking it a different way. Those Brakeman blues would be electrified. His latest hit, the Cafe Ole Blues. There's only two things that make any sense in this world, caffeine and country music. He said, I saw Jerry Lee years ago, I handed him a latte, don't you know? It must have made his day. Oh, you should have heard the man play. Man retired. All he needed was a latte a day. There's only two things that make any sense in this world, caffeine and country music. He said it's caffeine and country music. With that he stood up and walked out the door singing, Cafe Ole, yeah, oh, give me a latte a day.
Like some yodeling going on there.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever tried to yodel? Like yodel, 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 like not only country style, but you know.
My mother's pure Swiss on my mother's side.
No wonder you've got the yodeling genes.
Oh, my grandmother was a champion yodeler in Switzerland.
Oh my God! Can you believe
that? Wow, that is so cool.
And she played the harmonica. My grandfather played the accordion. My aunts all played the piano. My brother was a musical genius. He could play the piano. He never took lessons. He'd play the harp. He'd play anything.
I'm not that.
But music sort of runs in the family.
I love how you incorporate that yodeling in the music. I mean,
so rich.
Practically, yeah. Every phrase you can hear that, you know, that yodel. And I love that. Could you do a yodel like off the top? Yeah.
Priscilla has no relative from Switzerland.
Yodeling.
Whoa,
I got chills.
I love yodeling. I've always been a secret yodel lover.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been yodeled to in person before.
Me neither.
It's very exciting. I'm serious.
I love the yodel.
Not easy. It's beautiful.
So you, I assume, you're a singer-songwriter. You write all of your songs.
All of my own songs.
And when did you start writing your songs?
Well, I think I just started writing when I was young and just writing stories. But really, seriously, in terms of music, I started singing years ago, but I really began to say I wanted to do something professionally in 1998. And I took a year off, and I went to Dubai, and I taught with the American University over there for my day job. And while I was there, out of commission, basically, I wrote the first CD, Blue Ridge Dream.
You are such an inspiration, because you are starting, I mean, relatively speaking, starting in 1998 is a late start for a music artist. That's why you're such an inspiration. It's almost like it's a second life, a second career. What did you do prior to that? I know you have a master's in fine arts.
An MFA. I was a designer, but I always wanted to sing, and I did sing, and I sang with groups, but I never was comfortable being a cover singer. I just couldn't quite get into other people's songs. I felt, well, gee, if I want to hear Dwight Yoakam, I'll play Dwight Yoakam. I don't need to listen to me sing Dwight Yoakam. It wasn't until I started really writing my own songs that my emotion could emote.
Right.
And I think that's what it took, was for me to say, I have to write my own stories. And most of the stories that are in both CDs are true stories, and they actually took place. Or if they didn't, They're sort of like movies, is what they are. The listener can put themselves in it and feel that they're in it, just like that last song.
Right.
We've all been to the coffee shop, and it's a story that you can relate to.
Right, right. Well, I just think, again, with my show being a show that really is supposed to encourage and motivate people to get out there and pursue their dream, no matter what age, no matter what race, religion, sex, creed, you are such a big inspiration, because you had a whole career, which a lot of my audience members email, and they say, you know, I have to work a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job. I cannot see myself relinquishing that career to pursue at this late. They're in their 30s and 40s. How would you say that you went about it, and what was your motivation to do that? How did you take the leap of faith?
I can tell you exactly. I remember the day, the hour, and the time, and where I was. And I was at my house, and I was someone had given me a 30-day Tony Robbins.
Yes, tape. Unlimited power.
Unlimited
I've done
power.
It.
And I had put off my music for so long. I said, well, let me get my degree. Let me get a decent job. I'm not the kind of gal that was going to sleep on the floor, sleep on a mattress at somebody's home. And I just wasn't that built that way.
Right.
I had to have a little more security in my life. And so I said, let me get that, and then I'll do it. And in the meantime, I had sort of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to his tape, and he gets to this point in the tape where he says to you, he says, all right, this is what you want to do. Now picture yourself 10 years in the future, not having done it. I thought, well, I'm already there. And then he said, picture yourself 10 more years. Well, I didn't like it. Then he said, picture yourself 20 years in the future, and you have not done this. I was on the floor crying. I just was crying. And I realized at that moment, I simply didn't want to be there 20 years, not having done it. It didn't mean that I had to become a superstar. It didn't mean that I had to have that. But I had to know in my heart that I had taken my very, very best talent.
Right.
And I had gone with it. I didn't want to wind up saying, well, you have all these other talents, you did those. What would happen, Kay, if you took your best talent? And I knew music was my best talent.
Right.
And so I said, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I proceeded to say to myself, just like I did when I went to grad school, I was already working full-time, had a house. How was I going to grad school? And I had this friend who was in the Navy, and she said to me at breakfast, if you want to do it, you'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, I'll go. Monday morning, I'll go to Cal State. I'll see about it. Well, I came back Monday afternoon. I was enrolled in the program, and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
It took 3 years, but you know what? I worked full time, and I did it.
Right. Now, when you made that decision to pursue a career in music, you're working full time at this point, and you say, you know, I'm going to pursue my music. What did you do?
Well, the first thing it was is I looked at what I was doing. I was a designer, which meant that I was freelancing for the major agencies. I had my own sort of business, so I had my own freelance clients. I said, if I'm going to do this, I need to be able to have more time. And I was already an adjunct professor at Cal State Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
And all the students knew out there that I did country. And I liked it, but in order to teach full time, I had to have an MFA. So I said, well, that's going to be what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my MFA so that I can move from design into teaching design, and then I'll have at least 3 months off in the summer. I'll have 2-3 weeks off at Christmas. I'll have 2 weeks off at Easter, and I will be able to somehow manage this. And that was the first goal.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. Excellent.
I had to find a profession that opened up the door to give me free time.
And still keep the security of having a job. That's a brilliant idea.
But I have to tell you, for 3 years, going back for my MFA, I saw no one. I did nothing. Mm-hmm. All I did was go to school, teach school, do freelance, and every weekend I was writing papers, mm-hmm. and I was studying, and I did it.
Right. Yeah. Wow, that's a great idea. I mean, you got to think, what can I do to free up my time? What job can I get that allows me the flexibility, like Kay said? And that way you can start out small. Even with the 3 months and the weekends that she will have available from teaching, she was able to start slowly with writing.
I'd like to say some other things to everyone. Sometimes I think I should go on the road and do classes on this. But another book that has really inspired me is Eckhart Tolle, who has written The Power of Now. And while I was doing this, after I had to make some moves to do all of this, I never, ever, ever stopped my own education personally. I was constantly reading books, Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, all of those positive thinking, Gray. I would listen to their tapes so that I didn't have to read. I'd be, getting ready for work in the morning or whatever I was doing, exercising. I had their tapes going so that it formed positive thinking in my head. And I'm a changed person because of that. Yeah. It's changed what I talk about. It's changed what I think about. And I'm no longer defeated by other people's attitudes.
Right. And that also helps if you, that route to go is very helpful if you don't have a support system. If you are all alone, you don't have anyone to morally support you, you can find that in books and seminars, as Kay said.
And they're free. You go to the library and you can check out these tapes and like Tony Robbins is 30 days. Right. 30 days of an hour a day, him talking to you, helping you solve your personal problems. So I can't recommend that enough.
And Zig Ziglar as well. I used to be into Zig Ziglar. I did all the positive thinking things too. But yeah, that's an excellent opportunity for you to not only change your self-esteem, change your way of thinking, but also to help you keep pursuing your career if you are working a Monday through Friday, a 9-to-5 job, and you think, oh God, do I really want to do this? Yes, you do, because you're going to think positively. So you started writing out small. You started, writing your songs. Did you at one point gather a bunch of them and then go into the studio, or were you recording?
Well, no, while I was in Dubai, I wrote the first CD, had made arrangements to record it when I got back. My producer is Marty Rifkin here in Santa Monica, California, a well-known producer for country. And so we had it set up that when I came back that I would start producing it and working with him and getting that CD. It took a year. Mm-hmm. I had to earn the money. It costs money to produce your own materials. It was an interesting thing. Sony, I had them manufactured at Sony, and they messed up 3 times on the printing of them. I had Tractor and Trailer deliver them twice, and it was really quite a thing for your first album. But it was interesting, and we had it done within the first year. So by 1998, 1999, by 2000, my first CD, after being on the floor crying, saying, how am I going to do this? Uh-huh. 2 years later, I had my first CD.
Now, I have a question. What do you think, in your personal opinion, what do you think it takes for a country singer to make it in the business that differs from other music genres? Say pop, hip-hop, da-da-da. Is there anything different that a country music singer goes through or has to go through or should prepare themselves for?
No, I don't, can't answer it quite that way, but I would say that to be a country singer, you really have to understand the country audience, and you have to understand what reaches their heart, and that you have to understand the music.
And do you feel that it's a plus or minus for a person who wants to pursue country music. Now, I assume that, well, from what I've seen, there are people who are country music singers and don't play an instrument, and then there are ones that do. From watching, again, my experience, Nashville Star, it was referenced constantly from the judges that the instrument got in the way of the performing. And then there were some that were able to perform with their instrument, and it was so cohesive that it didn't bother them as judges. One of the huge stars now is that blonde girl. What is her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. They were referencing her a lot, saying she's a great performer, she's a great country singer, and she just doesn't need an instrument. I don't know her work. I've heard her sing. Mm-hmm. I don't have an opinion on it. But what is your opinion? Do you recommend for people starting out in country that they should play all of their own instruments, or one, or does it matter?
I think that it's really an individual thing. I think that you'll notice, though, the trend is not playing with an instrument. Dolly doesn't play with her instrument. Mm-hmm. You don't see Reba playing an instrument. They haven't for years.
So they can. You can,
they can
play it.
Absolutely, but it's certainly not necessary. I think it's always nice if you're doing a club or something, mm-hmm. you're by yourself and you could play. But it's not the trend today.
So when
it really isn't the trend.
So when you're starting out, a lot of people, from what I understand, once they start with an instrument, they start using it as a handicap on stage. And then they can't really perform without it.
I see. In country, I think it's an individual thing, but you don't, with the women anyway, you're not seeing instruments.
So females, you recommend to try to get used to performing without an instrument. With males, does it matter?
I think it's your own choice.
Okay.
Really, it's your own choice. It's what you're comfortable with and what you can do. Barbara Mandrell could play just about anything, and when she had her show years ago, she played everything on her show. It's really an individual choice.
Mm-hmm.
What's your talent? What showcases you the best?
So it doesn't hinder you or help you. It just, it's whatever you feel best with. I recommend, because as Kay said, it is the style of today to be able to perform without it. That's what they want in contemporary music. But it just depends what type of country music I imagine you're pursuing, right? There's bluegrass, and God, there's so many. How many different types? There's so many that you just have to know, as she said, you got to know the genre of music and what that style is. And now, what's going on in country music today as far as becoming, for lack of a better word, discovered? How is one doing that now? I know a lot of people are joining competitions. What are you doing in the country music world to get yourself known and recognized?
Well, I think that you're out. You're just like everywhere else. You're out. You're playing clubs. You're trying to get on tour, opening acts. You're trying to do your music on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Calling a lot of DJs, right? Calling a lot
of
radio stations.
No, not really. The stations don't like that. They don't recommend
that.
They don't talk to you. They don't have time for that.
No way.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That went out in the 50s, Kelly.
Oh, okay. I got to wait. Got a snap too here.
But there is still payola going on, but you are
unfortunately,
not seen
unfortunately
in that.
There is.
Yeah.
You can't say who, but individuals are offering things to mm-hmm. the DJs, and they do make it worth their while to play different things. But
and that's the way it'll always be.
That's not an area that you can even think about. You
what
have
about
to move past it.
The college radio stations, like Bon Jovi, didn't he play his on a college radio station,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it got very mm-hmm. popular?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How do you recommend that if a person wants to pursue a career in country music, what steps or
they would join the Country Music Association, and then there's a local chapter, and then that local chapter has competitions each year, and then they give out awards. And so basically you would just join the CMA on your local chapter. So if you're in Bakersfield, there's a chapter. If you're out in Riverside, there's a chapter. They're very, 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 very active. And all the musicians are there, and the singers are there, and then you've got a really nice coterie. You also have a nice audience,
mm-hmm.
and it's the best way to go.
Really? And now there aren't too many, at least in LA, there aren't too many places that have country music places where you go and perform, I guess country music bars. So would you recommend that they kind of gravitate to other parts of the country? Like, would you say don't come to LA to become a country music star? Go to Nashville? Or is Nashville so overloaded that you're not really going to make any headway there?
Well, again, the main thing you have to look at is how do I make a living?
Mm-hmm.
And where am I going to be able to make a living? And if you want to sing, you can sing anywhere you want to because the CMA chapters are everywhere.
What does the CMA guarantee you if you join?
It doesn't guarantee you anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's a coterie of country fans that get together on a regular basis. And they have concerts and they have showcases, mm-hmm, and they have competitions, and so that you're seen.
Mm, excellent. I had never heard of the Country Music Association.
Have you heard
of that, Kelly?
Well, I have. I didn't know what they were doing, though, that they provided so much showcasing for anyone to come up and do their thing. That's very exciting.
Well, that's not the national organization. You saw, if you watch the Country Music Awards, that's what it is, CMA.
Right. I did not watch that.
But that's the national organization. But the local chapters provide
and
the
you can find that
anywhere
on the,
in
on,
the country.
That's fantastic.
That's very exciting.
So there's a possibility if you're in LA and love country music, you may find a chapter in your area. So we're almost out of time. What final words do you want to say to audience? Any tips, resource information, or whatever you want to talk about? We've got a couple minutes for that. Anything, Kay? Okay. So anything going on right now? How are you promoting your CD?
Well, right now my new single comes out in January, and
how would we be able to find that? Is that on cdbaby.com?
Cdbaby.com. It's called Catbird's Kitten, and it was written for the first CD, but it was before its time, mm-hmm, so I've held off releasing it until now. And when you call somebody a Catbird's Kitten, it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. It means that it's a fun thing, but it's also a teasing kind of thing. It's like somebody, you would say they'd been out all night. You say, oh, you're a catbird's kitten, aren't you? Or you're a catbird. Catbird meaning you've been out catting around.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that you were doing hanky-panky, but it could be that you weren't. You were just out having a good time. So it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. So the catbird's kitten means that you're sort of a chip off the old block and that you definitely have been out catting around.
That's what
my song's about.
Fantastic. So you want to hear that? My God. All right. Again, Kay Wilder from Wilder Country. I like to say Wilder Country. And her, actually, the website address is wildercountry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Kay Wilder, thank you for coming on
the
show.
Kay.
We really appreciate it. We are actually going to play her song called Hurricane. Again, that's
It's
self-titled.
It's on the new CD.
She is a little hurricane. What was the inspiration for this song?
Well, it was before Katrina, but a hurricane came through when I was in Lower Georgia, and it wiped out a town.
Oh,
and the hurricane was coming, and I wrote the song as the hurricane was coming through.
Wow.
And so it's basically how I felt that other people were reacting to it. And it's a very country song. It's a beautiful song, but it's orchestrated with very contemporary sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting story, so hang in there for the ending.
All right. So all you people who are currently working a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job and want to pursue a career in country music,
go for it.
Go for it. Do what Kay did. Do what Kay did. You want to learn more about Kay, go to her website, wildercountry.com. And Kelly, you want to say anything to the audience?
Thank you for being here, as always. It was a great time, Priscilla. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to take you out with Kay Wilder in Hurricane. And we'll see you next week. Is it next week? Yeah, I'm here next week. We'll see you next week on Question Reality.
Question Reality.
There's a wind blowing in from Georgia, blacker than the night, and so evil. It doesn't have a name. Maybe they'll call it the Son of Cain, 'cause it's a hurricane. Mama's been gone much too long. And daddy's so old that he don't know his name, much less what to do in a hurricane. Our hound dogs are antsy, I can't let them out. The kids keep asking what it's all about. I say we're playing a game called Hurricane. My man's in a big rig somewhere out west, caught in a rainstorm and completely stressed. He can't get to me in this hurricane. We put on a new roof late in the fall. I hope it holds up, honey, give me a call. I'm sitting in the middle of a hurricane. There's a wind blowing in from Georgia, blacker than the night, and so evil it doesn't have a name. Maybe they'll call it the Son of Cain, 'cause it's a hurricane. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hello.
Hey, you all right?
Trying. Daddy and the kids are roasting marshmallows in the wood stove.
Well, you remember what I always tell you.
I know that you love me like a hurricane. Yeah, yeah.